A dark, isolated castle in 17th century Scotland is the setting for an unforgettable tale of ill-starred romance, Donizetti's Lucia di Lammermoor, the most enduring and beloved masterpiece among all the dramatic works of the bel canto repertoire. I'm Roger Pines, editorial dramaturg at Lyric Opera of Chicago. It's my pleasure to bring you this commentary on Lucia. I'll illustrate it with excerpts from an EMI Classics recording with Edita Gruborova in the title role and Alfredo Kraus as Edgardo, with Renato Brusson as Enrico, Robert Lloyd as Raimondo, Kathleen Kuhlmann as Aliza, Bonaventura Bottone as Arturo, and Bruno Lazzaretti as Normanno, with the Ambrosian Opera Chorus and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Lyric Opera co-founder Nicola Rescinio. The source for Lucia's story is Sir Walter Scott's novel of 1819, The Bride of Lammermoor. It had already been set by five composers before Donizetti. In fact, throughout the 19th century, Scott was very popular among operatic composers. There were nine versions of Ivanhoe alone. Scott created what we now refer to as the historical novel. He used his native Scotland as background, and his tales involved citizenry of every social stratum. He must have had an unusually humble character. Despite his enormous success, throughout his career he wrote all his novels anonymously. The Bride of Lammermoor had its basis in an actual event. You can still visit Baldoon Castle, which people say is haunted by Janet Dalrymple's ghost. Janet loved a poor nobleman, Archibald, Lord Rutherford, but Janet's family objected to their union. Instead, Janet married the wealthy David Dunbar. The night of the wedding, Dunbar was found in the bridal chamber, streaming with blood. Janet was sitting in a corner of the room, clearly having lost her mind. No one ever discovered if she stabbed Dunbar or whether somehow Archibald got himself into the castle and did the deed himself. Janet died shortly thereafter. Dunbar survived, but he never talked about what happened. In Scott's novel, the lovers are Lucy Ashton and Edgar of Ravenswood. Edgar blames the Ashtons for the ruin of his own family. The opera doesn't include Lucy's parents, but the novel does. The father, Sir William Ashton, isn't such a bad guy. And after Edgar saves Lucy from certain death, Sir William eventually approves the match. Lucy and Edgar then consider themselves engaged. Lady Ashton, however, is another story. She's something of a Lady Macbeth type and would have made a great character for a dramatic mezzo-soprano. Lady Ashton insists that Lucy not write to Edgar, and she bullies her daughter into an engagement to a politically well-connected nobleman. Lucy writes Edgar asking to be released from her vow of fidelity. When he doesn't reply, the poor girl goes ahead and agrees to marry the Laird of Bucklaw. Edgar arrives on the scene, challenging Lucy's brother and her bridegroom to a duel. That night, Lucy wounds, but doesn't kill, her husband. She dies a few days later, and poor Edgar dies in quicksand. Now that would have been a challenge to present in an opera production. The opera libretto doesn't include it, for which I'm sure opera stage directors everywhere are grateful. The story, something of a Highland Romeo and Juliet, was the best possible dramatic source for Gaetano Donizetti, who'd already dealt with any number of British locales in his operas. Lucia was a triumph for him, and he lived long enough to see it accepted throughout the world. At the time of Lucia, he'd already completed a staggering 51 operas. There were some outright failures, of course, but also such successes as Anna Bolena, L'Elisir d'Amore, and Lucrezia Borgia. Lucia was first heard at the Teatro San Carlo in Naples. It was part of a package deal, a contract for three operas. Donizetti signed the contract in November 1834, and over the next 5 months, he premiered two new operas, one at La Scala and one in Paris. For him, this was just par for the course. He was expecting the San Carlo to line up a librettist for him, but when he got back to Naples, this hadn't been taken care of. He wanted the top man in the field, Felice Romani, who had worked frequently with Bellini. Romani was unavailable, but there was another good possibility, Salvatore Camerano, son of a theatrical family and new to libretto writing. But he was talented, as Verdi later learned when Camerano took on Il Trovatore. There was no problem for Camerano and Donizetti to find the right story. The Bride of Lammermoor spoke to them both. Donizetti wrote the opera in little more than a month. The excitement generated by the first performance in September of 1835 was repeated over the next 15 years in Europe, North and South America, and even Northern Africa. Who knows what the opera's fate might have been if Donizetti hadn't had fabulous artists to create the leading roles. The technique and musicality of the first Lucia, Fanny Tacchinardi-Persiani, were as famous as her ability to portray ultra-feminine romantic heroines. The first Edgardo, Gilbert-Louis Dupré, sang the most dramatic repertoire available to a tenor at the time. The force of his high C was an entirely new sound to audiences who responded to him with wild enthusiasm.